From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
From the invasion of North Africa to the occupation of Germany, my father, Dean Wu, was a tech sergeant with the U.S. Army's 10th Field Hospital during World War II. He served in Tunisia, Palermo, Anzio, Cassino, and the Battle of the Bulge. He always told us that his war experience was difficult, yet he was grateful for it because it made him the man he was to become. Nothing, however, prepared him for the liberation of Dachau, the Nazi death camp. He was among the first soldiers to enter that hateful place.
I can still see the power of the prisoners, the starvation, the power of men's, women's, and children's shoes here in eyeglasses, the mountain of dead bodies, stink of ovens.
As a Chinese-American, he could identify with the prisoners. Although he had never been through anything like the Holocaust, the discrimination and racial intolerance were familiar. My father watched prisoners going through garbage cans searching for food or begging him for food. Initially, he stood by helplessly because of orders not to fraternize with them. But following his conscience and acting against orders, he gave some prisoners his own food rations.
I told my command officers what had done and said the prisoner was a victim of the Nazis. We had plenty of food, so I asked my command officer to let me feed the prisoners with army ration, and he agreed. I got some of my army buddies, and we give out Spam, powdered egg, powdered milk, and hot tack. The prisoners were very grateful.
What my father did was about humane treatment for all people. It may seem strange that he is grateful for his war experiences and seeing death and cruelty, but when he was able to give Spam to a starving man, he made a small difference to help repay the terrible debt left by war.
With a Perspective, I am Dean Wu.
And I'm Evelyn Wu.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at acura.com.